and that suited me. And then in the evening, I'd probably have a yogurt, something like that, or fruit. I didn't need anything else. And able to go for a walk. It got dark at 7 o'clock, so you weren't out for long, because they have the day there is 12 hours day, 12 hours night. But walk along the beach, and that's how I lived, really, and occasionally went out in the evening to socialise and have a meal. But as I say, I found I didn't need the insulin, I didn't need my tablets, and I'd lost weight. And yet I felt that I ate more. It was really strange. And of course, there was a lot of heat. It was hot out there. And the walking around as well, because it was a site, and I was looking after a site. I had quite a walk around between various facilities, really. So I did, but it wasn't that strenuous. And a lot of things then disappeared that I suffer with now. Even my hands seem to get that much better. Certainly my hip, I didn't even notice that, although I didn't notice it for quite some time. So it was just immense. It was amazing, the difference. And so I was out there for approximately 3 months, and I came back, and my wife didn't believe it. I wasn't having the insulin. And I said, I've got to carry on like this. I've got to carry on. And we made a conscious effort to try and live that lifestyle. But back in this country, it's so, so difficult. Because you then start working, I work for a smaller firm. They don't have the facilities, so you can't get a meal at lunchtime.
We ought to give the dates that you were in French Guiana.
All right. Yeah, I was in French Guiana from January 2002 till April 2002. So that was the sort of the period. I came back from that feeling a different person, I must admit. And I'd have done it again, but